In an interview during the launch of French company Motru operations in Zimbabwe last night, Mr. Delahousse said the government must be seen to be protecting its citizens as required by the constitution. He said Zamara must be allowed to continue his work and look after his family.
This, of course, is a very unwelcome event. I express all my solidarity with the family and the friends of Itai. I call to get Itai back, find Itai, bring Itai back to his family, to his friend, and to his activity.
Despite protests, petitions, and even a high court order for the state to find Zamara, his whereabouts are still unknown. Ambassador Delahousse further said lack of clarity on the country's indigenization law, compelling foreign-owned companies to transfer an equity stake of 51% to locals, is blocking external investment. He said clarity on this issue will see foreign companies flocking to Zimbabwe.
I think this shows that French companies are not looking at Zimbabwe for mega deals or for short-term solutions. What French companies want to do in Zimbabwe is clever, win-win, long-term business relationships.
The ambassador said it was somehow strange that Zimbabwe's indigenization law is being misunderstood when such policies in other countries like China are not being questioned. Motru is a world-class French company which specializes in the formulation, production and distribution of high-tech lubricants and products for passenger cars, trucks, motorcycles and marine engines. It also produces lubricants for industrial consumption. A few weeks ago, another French company, Limagrain, invested $60 million in Zimbabwe seed company Seedgo to develop and improve the quality of their products across Southern Africa. French quality control company Bureau Veritas, 3 weeks ago, signed a contract with the Zimbabwe government to do the quality certification of imports. This will prevent substandard goods from entering the country. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.